What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of the PW Podcast or videocast if you're watching this on YouTube. I'll put a link for the appropriate other one in the show notes. This episode, I'm going to talk about some interesting observations from some statistics that I noticed this week from my YouTube channel. Now, let's first of all get this out of the way. I am by no means an expert on YouTube. In fact, I probably do pretty terribly, I think. I think I have about 1,500 followers on YouTube, something like that. So I'm not an expert, not even close. But here's the thing. Since I started pushing my podcasts over to YouTube, I've noticed something very interesting with the numbers. But let's cover the basics first in case you don't know this. Yes, on YouTube, you can now specify a particular playlist or channel, something like that, to be a podcast. And this has a pretty big knock-on effect as far as how things get tagged and labeled up in YouTube, but also, you know, Google's apps for YouTube and their music and everything else. So it is important. And I think if you're a podcaster, you really need to think about this now, if you've not already. Because what I've noticed is that the episodes that I push over for, say, like my Compile Swift podcast, they are doing very interestingly well, and I will actually go as far as to say better than I thought. Now, originally I was sending the episodes over there as just an experiment because a lot of them, they're not video versions. They are videos in the sense of it is the audio podcast with some kind of static background and a little animated volume bar or something like that over the top. I am sure you have seen these. And there's lots of ways to create them out there. But at the end of the day, it's not like this. It's not a live video with a person, if I can put it that way. It's just a static background with an animation over the top. I really didn't think those would be that popular or go down that well. I'm very pleasantly surprised that that turns out not to be the case. It turns out people listen to YouTube in as much as they watch YouTube. Because those episodes have been doing pretty well on the numbers. I would say actually noticeably better than a lot of my videos. Like I say, this is not what I expected. So my takeaway from this, my sort of observation to share with all of you is, think about this, right? If you have a podcast, and chances are if you're listening to this one, there's a good chance you probably do. Think about it. If you're not already doing it, find a way to just make something put over on YouTube with your audio content. Because, hey, every bit of audience helps. And like I say, this is a surprise to me and very heartening. It also tells me that perhaps not only Google, but YouTubers themselves changing the way that they consume audio. Because I'm sure that they're listening in various players and everything else. And there are dedicated podcast players, of course. There's probably hundreds, if not millions of them. But having that content right there on YouTube, which is arguably, according to the numbers, the second biggest search engine on the internet, is a great way for you to get your podcast out there. But there is a downside, I've noticed. And the downside is it's not coming from your RSS feed. I believe there is maybe a way to do it. I've not looked at it. But what that means is, when you go look at your statistics for your podcast episodes, they're not taking into account plays on YouTube, right? You're still going to have to go over to YouTube and see those numbers and combine them. It would be nice if there was some way that our podcast hosting companies or something like that could somehow figure out a system that could pull those statistics in from YouTube as well. Because at this point, it's really a podcast on YouTube, right? And for you to understand the bigger picture on your metrics, you have to currently manually combine those together. So it's not much of a downside, but it is something you're going to have to think about when it comes to the numbers and certainly keep an eye on them. I don't obsessively look at the numbers, but once a week I go in there and just see, hey, you know, how are those numbers doing on YouTube, things like that. Anyway, just wanted to put that out there. It's an interesting thing that I've learned this week. Something I'm going to keep an eye on and try to enhance that experience for those users. Hope this has been helpful. You know what to do. Tell people about it. Share it with your friends. And if you want to reach out to me, just go over to peterwidham.com/contact and we can talk about it. If you want to come on this podcast and talk about this, great. Use that form. Let's have a conversation. That's it, folks. See you in the next one.